Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I think it's a big day here at church, isn't it? Did you all get to come up here and grab a hymnal and take it back to the pew? Did most of you get to help do that? Well, that doesn't happen very often, does it? I just wanted to talk about singing today and why we sing to the Lord. Singing goes, we've been singing a long time. I want to show you a very special hymnal that I've got. This is a hymnal. Can you look at it? I know a lot of you can't read right now, but this hymnal, it says, Lydia Dumpsh on it. Lydia Dumpsh was my grandma. And she got this hymnal for her confirmation clear back in, oh my goodness, sometime around 1900, I think it was. Over 100 years ago, she got this hymnal. And she would carry it with her to church, and she would sing, and it's all in German, so we can't even read it, can we? We can't read English, some of us, but she would carry this with her, and this is very, very precious to me because, see, Grandma was a Christian, and she handed the faith down to my mom, and then my mom and my dad handed the Christian faith down to me. And I am so thankful for my grandma who learned so much about Jesus through this hymnal, and she sang about him and gave praise to him. And I feel a connection to Grandma because we share the same faith in the same Savior in our one baptism. And then there's been lots of other hymnals that we've used ever since. Remember this hymnal? Yeah, we just used it last Sunday, didn't we? And then now today we begin using a new one. We used this one for a long time. Over 60 years we've been using this one. When we started using this hymnal, how old were your parents? They weren't even alive yet. How old were your grandparents? Your grandparents were about your age. Yeah, Grandma and Grandpa were about your age when they began using this hymnal. Isn't that something? And for all of those years, these people have been singing out of this hymnal, praise to God, and learning about His love for them through the songs. And then we have other hymnals. Here's one that I used when I was a boy. This is a children's hymnal. I remember growing up and singing hymns out of here and learning how to give praise to my Savior and learning all about His love. And then here's another hymnal. Our church never used this hymnal. This is called Lutheran Worship. It's blue. And it was a nice hymnal, but we never used it here. But a lot of our churches did use this hymnal. And then do some of you recognize this one? Okay. We use this in our chapel services sometime here at St. John, right? We have them on a rack and we bring them out and use them. Again, all hymns of great praise to our Savior and Lord. Remember this? Yeah, the supplement. And we've had other supplements along the way too where we learn some new songs and liturgies. And now, of course, today, here we are with a brand new hymnal, right? And so Christians have been singing to God all along. Do you like to sing? Who likes to sing? I love to sing. Just ask anyone. I'm always singing, right? What's your favorite kind of music? Do you have a favorite? Oh, you like the song The Lamb? That is a beautiful song, isn't it? You like a favorite? You like jazz? Okay. You know, there's all kinds of people here, and they like all kinds of... You have a favorite? Oh, and they like all kinds of music. Who likes country music? Who likes jazz? Who likes classical violins and things like that? I like that kind of thing. Yeah. But you know what? No matter what our taste in music, when we all come here together, we all share one kind of music, and that's the music in which we give praise to our Savior. Today, if you heard it in the reading from Revelation, there were a whole bunch of people gathered around the throne of Jesus Christ. And what were they doing? Did you hear what they were doing? No, they were worshiping Him. They were singing Him to Him, right? And they were talking about worthy is God who sits on His throne and the Lamb of God, because He is worthy to receive honor and glory and wisdom and power and strength and all of those things. Why is Jesus Christ worthy to receive our worship and our songs of praise? Because He loves us with a perfect love, doesn't He? And He gave Himself upon the cross and died for us. And now what do? We open up our hymnals and we sing praise to the God of our salvation. This is a very special place to sing, isn't it? So, all the way from my grandma, clear back when she was a girl at the turn of the century, do 100 years ago to today, lots of different things, right? But it's all about the same thing, isn't it? Who is it all about? It's all about our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away our sins and is worthy of our worship. So let's sing with gusto and with joy of our Lord Jesus Christ, no matter which hymnal we're using, right? So, and by the way, there is a very special hymn in the hymnal. Now, I don't know the number right offhand, but it's just for you guys. You know what it is? You go back and see if your parents can find it for you. Jesus loves me, this I know. Let's sing a verse together, okay? Here we go. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your perfect love. And thank you for the gift of music and of song by which we can praise you. Help us, Lord, to sing with joy as we look forward to the day when we sing before your throne your eternal praises. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming up. Go on back. Sing today with gusto and with joy.